Man, what's good, y'all? Welcome back. So excited, man. Another episode. Hope y'all have a good start of y'all week, man. But enough. Let's commence into it, man. You already know what time it is. We gonna commence into the hot topics. So the first hot topic for today, man. It's been a lot been going on, man. These past couple of weeks, because I didn't do an episode this past week. But nah, let's talk about it. So your boy Shiny Sean was tested positive for COVID, man. I know it was crazy, but thank God I'm feeling better. I quarantined myself this whole past week. I got one more week to go. Just want to thank God for that. But yo, it's getting real out here. Please, y'all, wear a mask. Please wear a mask. You know, really protect yourself and protect, you know, your loved ones, your friends, your family. Like, protect them by wearing a mask. Because, again, man, it's getting real. Like, this, I'm from Ohio. The state of Ohio, we about to be in purple. And so I know Mike DeWine talked about shutting us down again. And I agree. You know, we got to be safe out here. But next hot topic, yo, let me pause this music because the music for the summer of 2020, fire, flames, a banger. Like, this music so far been really interesting. It's been really good, and I love it. Rest in peace to Pop Smokes. His album is fire. Has some great features. Like, I love it, man. I love his album. It's a good album. Janina. Oh, I can't say her name right. But Janina, you know, my girl. The toxic queen. It's like, nah, you know, everybody, that's Kalani. But she dropped the album. I liked her album, too. That was cool. Rest in peace to Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD album, I liked, too. It was nice. It was very cool. It just seemed like everybody just dropping, like, really good music. And I kind of expected us to, like, this year really have good music because, you know, we've been, the U.S. as a whole, you know, we've just been really been quarantined. So we've been stuck in our house. So I just feel like when we're just alone to ourselves, like, our creative minds, you know, start to get to going. So I love that, man. Keep all the, you know, celebrities, all the famous people, artists out there, man, keep on dropping this heat, man. It's been none but good music, good vibes, you know, and I love it, man. But anyways, the next hot topic, man, it's been a lot of drama going on. especially in the entertainment field, man. Let's talk about it. Big Sean, people keep on coming at Big Sean, like, yo, chill, relax. Like, of course, you know, rest in peace to, you know, Naya. Like, definitely rest in peace to her. It's sad of what happened. But, like, y'all coming at Big Sean, like, he made that song, like, a week ago. No, that song was, like, years ago because of what happened. So, please chill on my mans. Please. He didn't deserve that. But Tory, Megan Thee Stallion, huh? So he's shooting people in pinky toes, huh? It's like, nah, hope Meg is for real. I hope she's getting better. Hope she has a speedy recovery, physically and mentally. Because definitely on her post saying that she's traumatized. So hopefully, you know, she has a recovery from that. But it's just been a lot of trauma going on in the entertainment field. And I'm just amazed and I'm just wowed. Nick Cannon, Jesus. MTV, is it over? Is Wild Now done officially? After over like 15 years? Man, this Nick Cannon had a journey with Wild Now, man. That's something I grew up on. So if it's gonna end like this, that's just crazy, you know. But Nick Cannon, you always in your bag, you feel me? You always have, you know, other things going on. You're what, part owner of Team Nick, like, Stu's making money. But I hope he they let him get back his show, and then maybe he can, you know, do well out on a different platform or a different network. I know Diddy has offered Wild 'N Out to be on his network, which is, I feel like that is dope. So, you know, we just got to see what happens with Wild 'N Out. Hopefully, you know, it's not the end. Hopefully it comes back. And hopefully Nick Cannon, you know, runs Wild 'N Out. I hope MTV and don't put another host for Wild 'N Out and people, that's not going to be good. It's not. It's not at all. But next hot topic. I'm proud of our, hold on, another pause again, please. Hold on. He deserves a clap, ladies and gentlemen. He does deserve a clap. Central States, our new president, Jack Thomas, took 50. I'm about to say 15, nah, 50K out of his check to give to us scholarships. He's putting the money towards scholarships, people. So, like, yo, man, Mr. Dr. Jack Thomas, man, I like where you're moving, man. I like where you took your first step. So keep it up, man. Keep up the good work. I'm actually proud of Central State, man, for real. We seem like we're moving in the right direction. We're teamed up with Apple. We teamed up with Apple now. Like, Central State really trying to get in their bag this year, and I really liked it. I like where they're going. I like where they're heading. Hopefully, you know, they come up with some ideas on how things are going to get run when we go back to school. Hopefully, you know, everyone's going to be safe. You know, we got to be safe. We got to make sure everyone's cool and all that. So, but yeah, keep on impressing me, CSU. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. But we're just going to commit into the main topic. And the main topic for today is stability. You already know how I do it. We dissect it into three sections. And the three sections are knowledge, controlled, and peace. So, knowledge. Let's actually know the definition of stability. Stability is the state of being stabled. Where do we need to be stabled at, Shiny Sean? Well, I'm going to tell y'all. To me, I feel like we need to be stabled. Our physical, our mental, our spiritual, and our financially, money. And so, to me, with the knowledge part, I feel like a lot of people don't know really didn't know what stability means. Two, really didn't know what to stable or what areas they need to stabled as, you know, themselves or what areas in their life they, you know, just need to stable. And so I feel like these four are like just basic, you know, key factors that like needs to be stabled as me and as you and as that person over there to the left. And so now, since we have the knowledge, let's commit to actually do the work, you know, because a lot of people, instead of if they don't know how to stable it, they just be like, hey, let's just go with the flow. And, you know, that's good at times, but not all the time. Your mentality should not be, c'est la vie, let's go with the flow, for F it, and we just gonna see what happens. No, we don't need to have that. So, the control part. So, how to be stabled physically. So, when I look at this, it's like, Eating right, eating healthy, having a balanced diet, you know. I'm not saying eat all greens all the time. I'm not saying eat all fast foods all the time. I'm saying have a balanced diet. Eat mostly right, man. Don't be trying to eat all this junk. Don't be trying to eat all this unhealthy food because you're not stable in your physical. And that's going to damage you in the long run. So, of course, eating right or having a balance of eating your food, you know, your food habits, working out, or just doing activities. So, for my little children, go ahead, play in the playground, do what you got to do. For my teens, man, you know, work out, and if you don't like working out, go on a walk. Go on a walk, walk in the park, or do some type of activity, shoot. Go to the Y, go to Lifetime. If you have a gym membership and, you know, if you don't feel like working out, you know, swim in the pool. If you live in an apartment, swim. Go ahead, go to your pool and swim. Go to the park, you know, play, you know, shoot some hoop. Do some type of activity. Now, I know I'm talking about, you know, exercise, you know, your body, but also you gotta build your mind, because that's a physical thing too. So read, gain knowledge, learn something new, you know. Definitely for the physical of stable is really balancing out your health, working out, staying fit, and just building up your mind too as well. Now, how to be stable mental? To me, building confidence, having a positive mindset. Don't think negative all the time. Build that mindset, build that confidence, build that I got this. I got this. Look in yourself in the mirror at times, man. I know it might look weird, it might look corny, it might look lame, but just take yourself, look in the mirror, and be like, yo, me, I'm gonna say my name. Look. Rashawn Barksdale got this. Rashawn Barksdale gonna get the job done. Rashawn Barksdale gonna have a good day at school or at work. Rashawn Barksdale's gonna be me. He's gonna be the best me that I can. You do that, or and also controlling your emotions. That's another thing to being stable mentally, because your mental is all your thoughts, your thinking, your think process. And with your thoughts come in your emotion, come in your feelings. If you balance your thoughts and your emotions, that's a good thing. That's a good thing right there, because there are situations where you need to think more instead of using your emotions, and vice versa, where you need to think less and use your emotions. And then there's even, I talked about this last episode, you need to dive into more in controlling your emotions, the good and the bad, making sure that's balanced as well. So that's the stable of mental and the stable of spiritual, y'all. For my Christians out there, because y'all know I am a Christian, stay in your word. Build your faith. Be the person that God created you to be on this earth. And that's showing none but love and positivity. Now, to my other religions, it's the same thing. Stay in your word. Build your faith. Do the work that your religion told you to do. People who are not religious, who are not a religious person, you still have a spiritual side to yourself. And to build, to make that stable, to make that balance, meditate. Believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Believe that everything will be all right. When you have your down moments, believe that everything will be all right. You know, have that, and it kind of ties in with mental too. Have that confidence that, you know, I'm gonna be all right, everything's gonna be okay. And when things don't go my way, hey, everything's gonna be all right, everything's gonna be okay, I'm gonna be fine. This storm will pass. And once when we, you know, build up your physical, mental, and spiritual, it kind of ties in with an episode I talked about earlier about your self-awareness. But we gonna talk about that later. And the last thing, build your financial, man. A lot of people, this is a very important key factor. A lot of people need to be stable financially. A lot of people need to be stable financially. A lot of people are not financially stabled. Guys, we gotta learn how to stabilize financially, how to stable our money, our income. We need to start saving our money. Here are ways. Save your money. Create a budget. Please create a budget. Create a plan. You know the difference between your needs and your wants. And shoot, for my Christian people, do your tithes. Please do your tithes. Every check you get, that 10% goes to your church. But go. I'm going. Let me go back to the budget part. A lot of people don't create a budget, and they always shoot themselves in the foot. They really shoot themselves in the foot when things that need to be paid off, and they're short on cash. If we create a budget, y'all, if we actually create a budget for ourselves, and I've seen people do it before, when people create a budget, they use the money that they have, they create a budget, they spend the money on things that need to get paid off, like your bills, your assurance, all your assurance. You know, of course, me, I'm a Christian, your tithes, so people who are not Christians or don't, you know, have a religion, you won't be paying tithes. So your bills, your insurance, and things that you need. So less food. You need food. People, you need gas in your car, or you need money for transportation. You need hygienes. You need soap. You need toothpaste, you need deodorant, you need hair products, you need all that stuff, right? People create a budget and, you know, they have the money to buy all the things that they need, right? And they'll have extra money left because they did this budget. They'll have extra money left to buy the things that they want. And, or, let's just say this, or buy the things that come up suddenly. That's like an emergency. Let's just say this, y'all. I create a budget, right? And everything's good. You know, I have money, extra money saved over, but I'm tied in. I'm doing everything, you know, I'm buying all my needs, you know. But let's just say I'm driving my car, right? Boom! Flat tire. God, man, flat tire. Great. Wait a minute, I got extra money on the side, I can go get the other tire. And let's just say I didn't do a budget. I'm going to be stressing out, trying to figure out how in the heck I'm about to pay and get another tire. So since I didn't budget and I wasn't smart and I wasn't wise, I'm going to have to, hey mom, I got a flat tire, I need help. Can you help me? First of all, I never want to be in that situation. I never want to be in trying to call my parents. No. I should have created a budget and had that money on the side, so in case of emergencies, I have that my emergency money. So people, balance your money. Know the difference between needs and wants. Create a budget. Know what's important. And it's key. Know what's important to buy. Know what could be buy later. And also, it's important to save, man. Save, save, save. Save, y'all. Please save. And also, I'm going to talk about this. Assets, y'all. And this goes to kind of ties in with your needs and wants. You know, using your money wisely. Like, I can buy all the sneakers that I want, but over time, those sneakers are not going to be the same price as they was when I bought them. They're going to depreciate. Start investing in yourself. Start buying things that are going to appreciate and that you can get money, way more money than the first time you bought it, over time. And build that money and save. Investment is an appreciated thing. It builds money over time. Saving appreciates. People, y'all spending your loans, spending y'all refunds instead of saving it. Like, buy things that are going to appreciate and so that you can have more money over time, y'all. And with the last section, it creates peace. You know what you got to do now. You know the knowledge. You know how to, you know what areas you need to be stable with, right? Now you actually follow the plan. You actually do it. Now, everything I'm saying right now, of course, like I always say, it's not easy. So you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put in the time and energy to do it. You're going to have to create those good habits of keeping yourself stable, being stable physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. And over time, you're going to have peace. Hakuna Matata, no worries. I'm living my best life. I can do things that I want to do financially. If I want to go to Tokyo, I'm going to go to Tokyo. Physically, I'm physically stabled. I'm going to have my six pack. You feel me? I'm going to feel good about myself mentally. I'm going to feel good about myself. I'm not going to have insecurities. I'm not going to doubt myself. I'm not going to believe in myself. Nah, I'm going to feel good about myself. I'm going to have that mentality and that mindset where I'm the shit. You feel me? You can't take me off my level because I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on grinding to become the best me, to become where I need to be, to become successful. It ties in with what I talked about earlier, I'm gonna bring it back. Like what with the physical, mental, and spiritual, it ties into the early episodes that I was talking about, and that being self-aware. The thing that's gonna help you stay stabled is your self-awareness, focusing on yourself, becoming whole with yourself, becoming at peace with yourself. Fight those mental battles that you have up here. Defeating them battles, defeating that doubtfulness that you have in yourself, but building up that faith and believing in yourself. And that self-awareness ties in real big with stabling yourself, controlling yourself, controlling your physical, controlling your mental, controlling your spiritual. And that all that you control, if you really control those main three, everything else is gonna fall in place. Financially is going to be okay. Financially is going to be stabled. Mental, your emotions is going to be stabled. You're going to have ideas on what you want to do with your life because you're stabled. You're going to have a clear mind. You're going to go get it. Because you're in a stable attitude. You're in a stable mindset. Your body is stabled. You're ready to go. But all right, y'all. That is it on stability. Guys, we got to be stable in our lives. We got to. We got to be control. We got to control ourselves. We got to be in control of ourselves. Don't let no one control you. Don't let no one control your physical. Don't let no one control your mental. And then don't let no one control your spiritual. You better not let no one control your money. Don't let no one control your money. You control that. Work on controlling those things. Work on becoming stabled. Once we're stable, we're going to have a great life. We're not going to worry. We're not going to be stressful. Nothing is going to be stressful. Life is going to be peace. Nothing but peace. All right, y'all, but that is it on stability. We talked about the knowledge, we talked about the control, and we talked about peace. And we're going to commence into the call-in section. So for the call-in section for today, we're going to have three lucky callers, and they're going to get moolah, money, baby. The first lucky caller will receive $3. The second lucky caller is going to receive $5, and the last lucky caller would receive, I needed a little drum roll, $10. But anyway, let's commence into the call-in section. We have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Maya Anderson, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, little sis, how you been living?
Been living good, you?
Man, just trying to take things one step at a time. Be protected out here is rough.
It is.
But the main topic for today is about stability. And stability is the state of being stable And right now, everything that's been going on, how are you being stable?
Okay, so I think a lot of people have success with stability when they have constant support from each other. So mm-hmm. I've just been trying to do my part, checking on my friends and my family, making sure they're all right in these weird times, and hoping in turn they get it back, which they have been lately, so that's nice.
Facts. That's love. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show, and thank you for actually been checking up on me these past couple of months, man. It's been interesting, man. COVID-19 and just everything that's been going on, but I just appreciate your love and positivity, and thank you for being on the show. And actually, today you are the first lucky caller. So after the show, I'm going to ask for your Cash App and I'm going to give you some money.
Okay.
So, thank you. And actually, shout out anything. Do you want to shout out anything? Go.
Shout out my boy A.O. the Zones. He's an artist in Columbus, Ohio. With his group, The Rose. They got dope music.
All right, bet. Shout them out. Everybody go tune into their music. Shout out to people that are artists in Columbus as well. But, all right. Young Queen, it's always good hearing your voice. It's good hearing from you. And definitely, once when things die down, we got a leak here soon.
Bad.
All right, take care.
You too.
And then we have the second caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
It's Corey Pierre. I'm coming from, the 614, Columbus, Ohio, with it.
Yes, sir. Corey, man, how you been, my man?
Been good, man. How about yourself, man?
Hey, man, just trying to take things one thing at a time, man.
I know, stand at the way. I feel it, man.
So the main topic today for this episode is talking about stability, and stability is the state of being stable. And with everything that's been going on, how have you been trying to stay stable in your life?
Stable by the faith, man. I don't know, a lot of people are religious out there, but mm-hmm. Faith is just—it's magnificent, man. It does a lot of wonders. Like when you get down, you gotta have the faith that you're gonna get back up. Most people during these times, the pandemic, they lose a lot of faith.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do. They get a lot of fear instilled in them. Me, I can't let that happen.
Facts. Hey, man. That's amen. But nah, definitely not. Faith is definitely key. And I just want to say thank you for being on the show. And actually, you are the second lucky caller of today. So after we wrap this up, I'll be asking for your Cash App and I'll be sending you money.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
For sure, man. All right, man. Take care.
Yep, I'm going to catch up with you.
Next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, it's Ocean, y'all. Columbus.
Baby girl. Ooh, baby, how you doing?
I'm chilling.
You ain't doing nothing. You just bored in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for today's topic, we're talking about stability. And my question is for you, after everything that's been going on, with COVID, police brutality, just so much drama just been going on with the world, how do you remain stable?
Just being with my family. I'm still keeping my everyday life and whatnot. With the family.
Okay. Yeah. Philly. Well, Ocean. Well, now my girl. It's crazy. I appreciate you for calling on the show, and I just appreciate you for actually. Just season 2, man. Just the first episode, you was the first person to call, and now look at the show now. And so, I just want to say thank you. And I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
But, all right, I'm gonna call you later. And then we have our next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Yo, it's Joey.
My boy.
I'm on this side now.
Yeah, man. I know we couldn't really. I was hurt, man. I really wanted Joey to be by my side for the last episode, but due to Rona saying hello to me, I had to keep myself quarantined. But Joey wanted to call in, bro. Joey, man, how you been, bro?
Hey, I'm good. I miss you. I haven't seen you in a little bit, so, like...
I know, man. I miss you, too, man. I can't wait to link, bro. Once when all this is...
Gotta make sure you're healthy first.
Facts, bro. You already know what... I talked about stability. And my question is to you, after, you know, everything that's been going on so far in this society, how do you feel like you can be stabled for yourself?
Do it the best that we can. So I know for me, it's just trying to set up a lifestyle right now that's currently that I want for myself. And the stability, that means it's like making sure I have enough money, making sure I'm working where I'm happy to be at. You know, it's just like focusing on my health, one, that's important.
Yeah.
Financially stable, like being smart with your money, mm-hmm. being responsible and being like disciplined. I think those are like the factors that I've been really like just practicing as of lately.
Because
mm-hmm. I understand like those just little things that you work on and you try to carry on just for later in life as you grow, as you mature, on those principles of like saving money and budgeting and like, doing all these things, just so you have ease of mind, like you're not actually out here just spending money on just random stuff, you know.
Like
everything has a purpose, you know. I think that's such a big thing for me.
Great answer, bro. And Joey, I just want to say, bro, season 2, I couldn't do it without you, bro. Season 2, you made it lit, bro. You helped me. We really did season 2, bro. Like, season 2 is better than season 1. Like, we really just sparked Shiny Sean Monday into, like, a whole nother level. And I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate you a lot, bro. Like, You always been there for me, bro. You been my brother, bro, since day one in high school. Like, you helped me spark the wave of Shiny Sean, and I've been developing it, you know, trying to make it better. And then I asked you to be my co-host. You was like, yeah, bro, let's go. Like, let's make it happen. And now look at us, bro. And I just really appreciate you. And for my token, bro, what's your Cash App, bro? I'm sending you money as my just small token of just appreciation for you for just being on, like, the whole season, bro. Just being by my side, just having laughs and just giving advice just to give back to, you know, our communities and just helping them out.
Well, I like arguing about you giving me money, because I'm like, bro, no, you feel me? I feel like most importantly, it's like, I appreciate the love, man. Like, you're always showing love to me, and like, that's just a part of who you are. You always show love to other people. And that only speaks out, to what you're doing with Shiny Sean Monday. Like, that's why I'm so glad I've been a part of it for, you know, the second part of, you know, this, just the season and stuff like that. And, you know, it was like, this was such a new experience for me, and I learned a lot. So, thank you for that. You have such a great audience of people that, you know, just care about you and care about everything that you're doing. That's really important. So, you're definitely doing good for the community, and I always applaud that. And knowing you for probably many years, you've known each other now, it's like, you've always been solid. So, you know, just now it's just showing the world that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always here for you, bro. Always going to be by your side, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
thanks. Bro, of course, bro. You already know this ain't the end. You already know Joey gonna be on season 3, bro. He coming back. Like, definitely gonna have him for more.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple episodes. He gonna be on there multiple episodes. But yeah, man, I can't wait, bro.
Hey, man. So, always love for sure.
Hey, Joey, man, before you go, where can they follow you out on social media, man?
Follow me at my name, Joseph Guthuru, at JOSEPHGATHURU. I'm Kenyan, that's why my name is like that. So, it's your curious.
Facts, bro. Hey, man, make sure y'all show love, man. Follow Joey, bro. Like, I don't know why you not following him yet. Like, you should have been following him, but we gonna let it slide. Go follow him. Right, Joey? All right, Joey. I'ma definitely call you after this, bro. And once when I feel better, bro, you already know, bro, we linking instantly, bro, cause we gotta celebrate. This is season finale, bro.
Bangers. You need to get better first, so you know what I'm saying.
You said what?
I said you need to get better first, like that's far more.
Oh yeah, facts, bro. Yeah, you know, just taking it one step at a time. Yeah. But once when I feel better, once we're 100%, bro, this is season 2, bro. Season finale, bro. We gotta get lit.
Yes, sir.
Alright, brother, take care. We have our last caller of today. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hey, my name is Brianna and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, 614. Brianna, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just taking things one step at a time, for real. But today on the show, we talked about stability. And my question is for you, after, you know, everything that's been going on so far in the year of 2020, how have you been staying stable?
I think mainly just meditation. Prayer, and I think it's always important to take time for yourself. I think a lot of what I do is like community work. So I was watching a video from Angela Davis the other day, and basically she was saying that self-care is a radical like ideology. So I think self-care, you know, taking at least one day out the week for me.
Amen. Period. Okay, that was a good answer. I think that's one of the best answers we got today. Like, that's Thank you for calling in on the show on the last episode for season 2. I really appreciate you. And actually, today you are the last lucky caller. So after the show, I'm going to ask for your Cash App and you're going to receive the most money.
Oh, you real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we about that. So... But do you have anything that you want to shout out before we go?
Let me think. No, I don't think I do, actually.
Okay, where can they follow you out on social media?
You can follow me at Brianna Danae D on Twitter and Brianna D Booker on Instagram.
Bet. Hey, make sure y'all go show her some love. Go follow her. Thank you again. I really appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, take care. And that is it for the call-in section. Definitely had some good callers today. Really appreciate y'all. And y'all, that's it for season 2, man. That's a wrap. Just want to say thank you for everyone who's been listening. Thank you for everyone who listened to season 2. Definitely, I need to hear y'all feedback on season 2. Let me know if you enjoyed it. Let me know if you liked it. Follow me on IG at Shawnee. So SHONNY_Sean, SHON13. That's my IG, and then my Twitter. And my Twitter, it's so capital ITS capital SHONNY_SHON. And that says at it's Shawnee Sean. So definitely follow me on those two platforms and let me know what you think about season 2. But other than that, I just want to say thank you for everyone that's been supporting me with Shine and Shine Monday for so far. I really appreciate y'all, as you know, this is for y'all. I'm going to keep on doing what I got to do to make sure I give good content out for y'all. So that's it, y'all. Season 2 is in the wraps. I'm so excited. Definitely can't wait to start planning for Season 3 because I got a lot of stuff cooking for y'all for next season. So y'all already know what time it is, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a great rest of your week, young kings and queens. And we'll see you soon for Season 3. Shine and shine out. Peace.